Welcome back, everyone, to A Little Faith. I am joined today with a longtime friend of mine, Greg Hukamp. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get started, I think it would be helpful for our audience to learn a little bit about yourself, your background, where you live and where you live currently, and how you met your wife, Rachel.
So currently I'm living in Benton, Arkansas, which is kind of a suburb of Little Rock. This is where my wife's family is from. She grew up here. And we met actually at the Richmond Gathering in December of 2010. We dated long distance for a while and then got engaged and then married. And my wife, Rachel, moved up to Canada with me. And we have two young boys, Ezra and Ari. They are 3 and 1. And in the last few months, we've gone through the process of moving down to be closer to my wife's family.
You know, this podcast is, you know, really about talking about faith and certainly about faith challenges. When we think about faith, you know, in the scriptures, to me, what often happens is talking about the challenges that occur and overcoming those challenges. And we're going to jump into that in a minute. So what was sort of, you know, as you said, you know, you guys moved to Canada, you had two kids, and you made that decision to move down to the United States. You know, what was sort of the decision to move down, back down for her to back down to Arkansas?
It was a very difficult decision, one we had talked about for a number of years. My wife has always wanted to be closer to her family. She's very close with her. She has three younger sisters who all live here as well. So she wanted to be close to them and wants to be close to her parents. And she also wanted to be a nurse again. That's what she went through to be at school. And she had started her nursing career down here before she moved to Canada initially. And she couldn't do that in Canada because the credentials didn't match up. So that was another reason why she wanted to move down here. I was always a little bit apprehensive about it because I myself am close with my family and I had an established career as well and a house and everything. So, it just took some time for me to get ready and prepared for that type of a situation. And then finally we made the call in about 2018, to start the process.
So it's now 2023, you guys started that process, took quite some time. And I think this is sort of where the story gets interesting. So, you know, you start, you know, the sort of the paperwork in 2018 and then, you know, what kind of happens along the way?
Yeah. So 2018, we hired an immigration lawyer from Little Rock down here and started the process. We were told initially it would be maybe 2 years all told for the process to see its way through. And it didn't turn out that way because obviously we know COVID happened in 2020 and that completely put everything to a halt. And it took a long time for things to get rolling again. So it took, all told, it took 4.5 years for us to go from the very beginning stages to the completion of this process, which was very trying. For our family, there were a lot of things that we had to go through and emotional moments that were challenging, especially at the very end, because we knew we were close to the finish, but the way government work, we know they're not very quick when they're taking steps like this. And the other frustrating part is there's no communication from the government either. So you're just literally waiting for things to happen, and it takes months for steps to happen. So it was a very challenging time for our family.
So I know what happened in those last stages, but to me, you know, that's where sort of this story of what happened really gets probably the most interesting and the most challenging. So, you know, while you're waiting for that green card process to go through and to get that final stage, you know, talk about what you needed to do in order to get over that final hurdle.
Well, in the summer of 2022, my wife was offered a nursing job. Her sister works in a hospital, and she was able to talk to her boss and get my wife an interview. And my wife was hired. So we decided to move at that point in July of 2022. So we moved down, and as a non-resident of the United States, you can only visit for up to 6 months. So I started that clock in July of 2022, which means it ended in January of 2023, which means I had to leave the United States. We had bought a house down here, and my wife had been established in her job and everything, and they were all settled. But I had to come back because I wasn't allowed to stay any longer. So fortunately, I was able to get my old job back, which I had left in July. And they took me back, and I'm so thankful for that. And I was able to bunk in at my parents' house for a while and stay busy to get my mind off things, being away from my family. And it ended up being 3 months from when I arrived in Canada to when I finally got my green card and was able to come back to the United States.
What would you say was the hardest part about, I think there are many sections along the way that were different about the waiting period, but maybe specifically that kind of last stage. What was it about that last kind of hurdle, we'll call it, that was the hardest in that waiting period?
I think that last 3 months, the hardest part was not hearing anything at all from the government. So when I got to Canada, almost maybe 1 week after I arrived, I got my notice that I had an interview in Montreal at the consulate. That's where they do the interviews for the type of visa that I was applying for. And so that was good news. But other than that, I didn't get any communication. So I went and had my interview in February. And then after that, it's anybody's guess as to how long it's going to take. The lawyer thought it would be 3 to 5 weeks. It ended up being much longer than that. But you don't hear anything. So it's the silence that really, really frustrates you and makes you doubt and question and get down. And it was definitely those last few weeks where I knew I was right at the end, but I wasn't quite there. And that was the most difficult part for sure.
Now, I know you have two young kids, and you know I do as well, at least one. And you know, being away for that period of time must have been very difficult. Now, we do live in a very different world now than we did, say, 20, 25 years ago, where you can, you know, Skype or Zoom or just call someone and see them, not face to face, but you know, through a camera. You know, you had shared with me when you were younger how your parents went back home to Holland. And it was almost like a very similar experience, you know, being away and you're staying with your grandparents and them showing photos of your parents on little sticks. And could only imagine so much different than you would have experienced back, Ezra, and just not being able to see Dad for that period of time.
Yeah, it was difficult, obviously, but again, very blessed to be able to have the technology that we do, to be able to have video calls multiple times a day. And that's really what we did to remember each other. My boys are young, as I mentioned, 3 and 1. So they won't remember any of this, which I think I'm thankful for. But daily, it was multiple times a day having video calls at bedtime or in the morning when they're waking up. Before work. And that certainly helped a lot, but it doesn't make it any easier. It was a big challenge and a hardship, and I'm glad I'm through it for sure. My wife was a superstar the entire time. She worked full time and she took care of the boys. She obviously had a lot of help from her family and support, which was great as well. But by the end, she was ready to be done with it.
What would you say was the greatest source of strength that you had during this time? What could you go to help build your faith at this time? I know, you know, you just talked about how, you know, this last hurdle was so difficult, but what was one thing that really helps you as a source of strength to get through this period of time?
So I think the first thing was that I realized that as much as it was a hardship and our family was separated, that everyone was still healthy. We were fine financially. We were just apart. And I know families go through that from time to time with jobs or whatever the case may be. And our situation was really no different than that. So that was the first thing. It could have been a whole lot worse, I think. The second thing I think was I turned to scripture, and it gave me a lot of the answers that I was looking for. So just thinking about the first chapter of the Bible, when God established everything and created everything, he created the day and the night. And what I took from that was that God wants us to live our life one day at a time. And that's really how I tried to go through that 3-month period, was to live it one day at a time. Cause I didn't know when it was going to end. I didn't know when I was going to be able to see my family again. But taking it one day at a time, it took a lot of the worry away and a lot of the unknown that I couldn't control away. And that gave me a lot of comfort. And I think that's something that God has established for a reason. I think we're all to do that. We all went through the process of trying to navigate COVID when everything shut down. And we literally had to live our lives one day at a time, no matter what career you had or where you were and what phase of life. You had to do it one day at a time. And I think that was a lesson for all of us. And I just kind of extended that into this 3-month period where I was able to do that. And I think God is teaching us that lesson. And it really simplifies things. It makes things a lot easier. So that was definitely something that I used to help me.
I have never heard of that as a source of strength, going back to Genesis 1, but that's a great analogy that, you know, no matter what we're going through, just keep it simple, keep it one day at a time. That's all we can really do. You can't really look forward 3 months, 6 months, 6 years. We just never know what's going to happen. So that's great. When I was kind of preparing for this interview and thinking about what had gone through, one thing that really kind of stuck out to me was thinking about Joseph. You know, he went through such a difficult trial where he didn't know where he was going to end up. He had twists and turns in his life, and just thinking, you know, why isn't it my time? Why haven't I been called to come out of this jail? And same thing for you, you know, that going back to that one day at a time, why has maybe you knew someone else who got the card, and, you know, why am I still waiting? You just never know what God is calling for us to happen. And similar to you and similar to Joseph, trial ended. He was glorified through God and given great power. And thankfully, you've been given that card now and been able to go down to the United States and be with Rachel and the family.
Yeah, thank you. There are a lot of examples of being patient in the Bible, and I am not a very patient person to begin with, so that's probably what made this a little bit harder. But you mentioned Joseph, but also we know the story of Job. He lost everything and went through a lot of strife and internal thought and dialogue with his friends as well. And even Christ, he knew what was going to happen. He just didn't know when it was going to happen. During his ministry, he knew he was going to have to go through an extreme trial at the end of his life, ultimately ending up with a painful crucifixion. And I just couldn't even imagine going through something like that. So again, that really minimizes what I went through, but those examples are there for us in scripture for us to learn and to apply in our lives.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been, you know, great to catch up with you, but more importantly, you know, thank you for sharing this trial of your faith that you went through. And hopefully others, you know, they may not be able to relate to, you know, the story of you having to wait for 5 years for something, or waiting 3 months alone with loved ones. But I think, you know, the concepts that you've applied today of going to scripture, looking to people who you could relate to. And using that example of the one day at a time, no matter what trial that you're going through, I think no matter what it is, no matter how difficult it is, by using that example that you've given today, I think many people can learn from it. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Nice to talk to you.